A Blunt Message for the Alliance, August 11, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. It has come to my ears that you plan to pull an FDR and go around at gunpoint collecting privately held gold and silver. I have news for you. It was illegal military confiscation of gold and silver in 1934, otherwise known as grand felony theft under color of law and in breach of trust, and it will be the same theft now, should you attempt any such thing. Furthermore, all the legal presumptions that have legalized such thefts and impositions in the past have been overturned. Our state assemblies, which are the only organizations with standing to address this matter, have declared and issued a peace treaty, ending the American Civil War. You can no longer rely on the presumption of war and emergency as a cover for your actions, and neither can any other group. So the entire playing field has changed. It's peacetime. This is no longer a battlefield, and you are no longer free to wage war in our names. Having imposed upon Mr. P to hand over the account codes, you are amazed that you still can't access the accounts. There is a simple reason for that. Those accounts belong to us, the Americans, your employers. You don't have and can never access the rest of the information required. We can access those accounts, and we can pay you in gold and silver coin, but frankly, you aren't, yet, behaving in a way that would encourage that commitment on our part. First, talk to us, the only ones with standing to act as your employers. That is a requirement of the job. Second, come to us when you need money for your operations. That's another part of the quid pro quo of doing work and getting paid for it. Don't even think about trying to rob the populace under color of law. It might have worked in the 1930s. It's not going to work now. Third, pay attention to what your job really is, and that is, to protect the American people and their assets. Period. At the present moment, approximately half of the population has received an injection of graphene oxide polyethylene glycol, which is the same substance used to violently suppress the immune systems of organ transplant recipients. As a result, the victims will be extraordinarily susceptible to infections of all kinds and many will die. We have already, and long ago, pointed out that the enemies of all mankind make their money by borrowing a lot of money, and when it comes time to pay off, they kill their priority creditors. This is simply the means by which they hope to kill off their creditors and blame it on an invisible germ that is merely presumed to exist. And now, they are demanding that the United States Armed Forces all submit to this voluntary protocol. It has, as we say, come push to shove. The armed forces have stood silent with their hands in our pockets and their thumbs up their rumps while the people of this country have been victimized, but now, it's your turn. You have become targets, too. If you don't want your immune systems compromised and the armed forces of this country laid waste without firing a shot, it's time you got your head screwed on and come talk to us. We are the only ones left minding the store, so we are the only ones with the keys. Go figure. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Source: A Blunt Message for the Alliance, PDF. Remedy: find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, There is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.